Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Right, the messages streaming in about that story, and I will share some of them with you once we've got you through our list of things to do this weekend. It's a very, very busy weekend between Youth Day and Father's Day and Eid. There is a lot going on in Cape Town this weekend. We've picked out 5 with a bit of a focus on the youth market. We may even have time to squeeze in a 6th if we can. We're going to start, though, with a very youth-focused event, one we have spoken about before on the show in previous years, that is back with a bang at the V&A waterfront tomorrow. And that is the Youth Day Market run by the Entrepreneurs Pocket Money Market. Linda Wilson is the brainchild and the driving force behind this event. On the line with me now from Noordhoek. Linda, it's great to chat to you again. Good afternoon.
Hi, and thanks for having us.
We've spoken before about how you use this market as an opportunity to develop entrepreneurial skills, to help young people earn a bit of spare cash and start focusing on business opportunities going forward. But it really is the highlight of your year, this Youth Day Market at the V&A Waterfront. Tell us what we can expect.
Absolutely. This year we're trying a whole lot of new things too. In order to expand and reach more children, particularly the outreach arm, we've introduced a busking lineup. We actually have 70 young performers who will be performing from 10:30 all the way through to 3:30 in the afternoon with 40 acts, which is pretty fabulous.
That's great.
And with that, we also have, I'm sorry, I'm very popular today. I hear beeping. but we have Junior Jive. So all the children in the waterfront are welcome to come and have a little dance. They'll be given a drum, some musical instruction, and they can make their own upcycled instrument with waste aid. Candice will be showing them. So it's a completely free participation event as well this year.
Fantastic. Then what about the stores themselves? Your youngsters make a whole range of products. What can you buy if you come there to shop?
Well, obviously, we're going to make a lot of amazing things for amazing dads. So we've got Father's Day covered and then some. We also have some wonderful different things. For example, we've got a little girl doing amazing pet accessories. So I do encourage all animal lovers to come and have a look. And she's running a fundraising activity for an animal care center in Guguletu as well. So come and support her. Then we have all sorts of arts, crafts, yummy things to eat, beautiful activities, crafty puzzles, handmade decor items, loads of succulents and plants for drought busting, pretty much everything you can see on a regular craft market and then some.
Linda, the final thing I want to mention, because we had a conversation last week, Friday, about plastic pollution in the ocean. I'm sure our listeners will be glad to know that your market is taking a plastic-free pledge.
We're actually celebrating our first anniversary of being plastic-free already, and the V&A are hugely supportive, as well as the Two Oceans Aquarium, who will be launching Plastic-Free July at our event. So do come and engage and take the pledge. That's why we also have Waste Ed there to help people engage with how to deal with their waste. So that's a huge milestone for us. It's a full year. I can't believe it's flown so fast already. Mm-hmm. And then the other people that are there for the slightly older children are the Alan Gray Entrepreneurial Challenge, which is an epic entrepreneurial event starting a little later in the year. So you can come and find out more about that too. So really, from about 3 or 4 years old all the way through to 20, there's something for every young person to take away. And I do suggest that we try to come earlier rather than later, but between 2 and 3, we have a group sing-along on the stage, so come and join that. And at 3:30, there's open mic for any young performers looking for an opportunity to take the stage.
Okay, Linda, it's at the waterfront between the watershed and the aquarium. Do you have cover if it continues to rain tomorrow?
Well, Chattels have sponsored us an amazing, huge, beautiful marquee, so we are fully undercover. But the weather does look like it's going to be with us. It's looking like a gorgeous youth day tomorrow.
Fantastic. Just remind us what time the event gets cracking, Linda.
Okay. We start officially at about 10:30. Then we have awards and speakers between 2 and 3. And we're finishing up with open mic at 3:30. So it wraps up at 4.
Linda Wilson, the founder of the Entrepreneurs Pocket Money Market, which you'll find at the V&A Waterfront tomorrow. There's no charge to go and shop to your heart's content. Linda stolen my thunder a little bit there, because the Alan Gray Entrepreneurship Challenge are actually going to be in with us in a couple of weeks' time to talk about that challenge. And we're also going to be talking about Plastic-Free July on the Friday before July starts. So a heads up that those conversations are both coming your way within the next few weeks. If you'd like to be a bit active this weekend, there's a really interesting basketball showcase going down at the Cape Town International Convention Centre. On the line with me is Giovanni Freeman, who is the event organiser of the African Grassroots Hoops Youth Day Classics basketball tournament. Giovanni, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to, for the exposure.
Tell us what we can expect. It's a two-day international youth basketball tournament, Giovanni. How many players are involved?
Generally, a little bit over 100 players. It will be fun games throughout the day. We'll have activations. We'll have activities. We'll even have possibly a celebrity game. So we're looking at doing a lot of fun stuff, but it's all around fair play and fun for the kids who are all participating.
Sounds like great fun. Now, for those who are not familiar with the organization, why don't you tell us briefly a little bit more about African Grassroots Hoops?
For sure. We're a nonprofit organization that does youth development, and we use the basketball courts and basketball play as a vehicle to empower, to create opportunities for youth throughout the Western Cape and throughout the country.
Okay. Giovanni, it's tomorrow and Sunday at the Cape Town International Convention Center. Can anyone come along and join a game, or is it more about watching other players already sort of involved in the sport taking part?
Yeah, we already have the team line up who are going to be playing. So it's just about coming, watching, seeing basketball at this caliber, and also seeing basketball at the Cape Town Convention Center. It's never happened before. Basketball being played at the convention center. So it's going to be exciting. We're excited. You can also, anybody who likes to come can come purchase tickets at the door. They're only $50 for adults, $25 for children under 18. And we have a VIP, $500, which goes towards our organization and mobilizing youth that are disadvantaged.
Giovanni Freeman, thanks for the update there. Those tickets can be booked via Quicket, R50 a head, only R25 for kids, or go for the VIP option at R500. And if you'd like to read up more about African Grassroots Hoops, visit their website, which is africangrassrootshoops.org. Well, one perhaps for the dads, although I know there are lots of female motorheads in the city as well. A special Father's Day V&A Motor Show on Sunday in the Silo District of the V&A Waterfront. I have Donald Cow on the line, spokesperson for the V&A Waterfront. Great to have you with us, Donald. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Peter.
I know it's a chance to see some wonderful supercars. Can you run us through some of the highlights of the event this year?
So the event is a free event. It's open to everybody to come through. So definitely the moms and the ladies can come through as well and join the kids and the fathers. But we've got 52 supercars that will be there, including some of the rarer makes of Mercedes Brothers cars, the Maybach cars. We've got classic and some race cars courtesy of the Western Province Motor Club.
Okay. You said it's free of charge. It's in the Silo District. Donald, is it going to be obvious how to find it when you come through to the waterfront?
So when you come through to the waterfront and you pass Waterway House, which is right at the entrance coming off Bergenkracht, the Silo District signage is well clearly indicated, and there's lots of parking within that. So we'll be opening all of that up. But it should be fairly obvious. It's in that big plaza that's around the museum itself.
Okay. It's one thing to come and look at these cars. Is anyone going to have a chance to actually drive them as part of the event, Donald?
Unfortunately, it's a static event, so you'll be able to open them and look inside, but no driving at all.
You can maybe sit behind the wheel and get a photograph taken, but not drive away with it. I understand why.
Definitely could do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Donald Carl, thank you so much. It's happening on Sunday. What times are on Sunday, Donald?
It'll be from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
That is the Father's Day V&A Motor Show, Sunday from 10 to 3 at the Silo District. No cost to enter whatsoever. Oh. Well, another option for Father's Day is, if he is a wine drinker, that is, to head him out to Franschhoek and enjoy some winter warmer wines. It is the Franschhoek Winter Wines event this weekend, taking the chill out of winter with a collection not only of wonderful wines, but some gourmet food to go with it. And yes, another chance to experience some luxury vehicles too. Daryl Robertson joins me on the line. Daryl, nice to have you with us. Won't you talk us through some of the highlights of this event?
Hi, Pippa. Thank you for having us. It's going to be a fantastic day out. It's held at the Franschhoek Motor Museum, so you are surrounded by the most gorgeous cars, both old and new. So if you're a vintage car lover or you like your sports cars, both of this will appeal to you. We also have Franschhoek's top red wines on offer. So what we've done with Franschhoek Winter Wines is we've asked the winemakers to choose what they feel is their favorite wine, and they will be behind the stands tomorrow. So you can come along to the festival, and you can enjoy the cars on offer, and you can go around and sip on 22 of Franschhoek winemakers' top red wines.
And some beautiful gourmet winter food to go with it, Daryl.
Always. Anthony Rupert, the Terradol Capo seller, will be doing the food for the event, and they've got delicious food, a nice, warm, hearty food from soup to arancini balls and the like. I mean, it's really going to be a gourmet delight here at the Franschhoek Motor Museum.
Daryl, how much are the tickets and where do we buy them?
Tickets are 280 Rand per person, and this includes a glass, it includes all your tastings, as well as a 20 Rand off voucher that you can use when you purchase wine. And they're available on webtickets.co.za. What we also have at the event for the first time is we've actually put together a Franschhoek Winter Wines box. So for 3,700 Rand, you can get 22 of Franschhoek's top red wines. So every wine that you taste, you'd be able to take away with you or get delivered to your house for free anywhere within the Western Cape. So you're saving 500 Rand on that collection of wines. Perfect way to stock up your cellar.
Indeed. Daryl Robertson, thanks for chatting to us. The event is tomorrow at the Franschhoek Motor Museum, which is located on the Lormerance Estate. It starts at 11 and runs until 4 p.m. And if you'd like more information, drop an email to info@franschhoek.org.za.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Number five is an invitation for you to watch a special documentary screening of a film called Salt River 1976, The Untold Story. And of course, this is a direct nod to the fact that it is Youth Day tomorrow. And it's looking into a march by pupils of Salt River High School to the Cape Town CBD during the 1976 student uprisings. The screening is happening at the District 6 Museum, and I'm delighted to welcome its director, Bonita Bennett, on the line with us now. Lovely to chat to you again, Bonita. Welcome.
Thank you, Pippa. Thank you.
Won't you tell us a bit more about this movie?
Yes, this film, it will be the first screening tomorrow. In fact, there are three screenings tomorrow. The first one at the District 6 Museum at 10:30. Then at 1:30, it will be at the Castle of Good Hope. And in the evening at 7, it will be at the Palestinian Museum, which is a new venue in Salauri Road. And the significance of this film tomorrow is we want to really emphasize the importance of working with living testimony, living memory. And so the person who was the energy and the driver, producer behind the film, Anwar Umar, he was one of the students who was involved in the march in 1976. And so he got the group of students together and the parents and the teachers that were involved, and they've put together this wonderful documentary. And I think it is just so important for us to remember, besides the current situation of youth and the current issues that youth are facing, there's a history to it and there's a connection. And so tomorrow we will be working in the kind of mode that works well at our museum, working in an intergenerational conversation with young people at schools now, some of the elders from District 6, and then that generation of people who are involved in the student struggles, watching the film and then having a wonderful conversation with some of the people who were actually there.
Fantastic opportunity. Bonita, you mentioned that there are three different screenings. Is there a cost to attend them, and do you need to pre-book tickets?
No. You can just arrive. I think we should have enough place at each of the venues. You don't need to pre-book. And there is no charge for this occasion.
Bonita Bennett, thank you for chatting to us, director of the District 6 Museum. So if you would like to go and watch Salt River 1976, The Untold Story, you can do so at 10:30 tomorrow morning at the District 6 Museum in Bethnal Street, at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon at the Castle of Good Hope, or at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at the Palestine Museum, which is located at 28 Sir Lowry Road in Zonnebloem. For more information, if you want to learn a little bit more about the film, go onto Facebook and just search for Salt River 1976. That will take you to the page for the project. I'm going to squeeze in just a brief mention of one sixth thing, because we haven't fitted in a music event yet, and there is a wonderful youth jazz festival going on today at the Artscape Theatre, well, this evening to be technically correct, an event showcasing the talent of our city's young jazz musicians. So the focus is on skills development in the genre of jazz, on fostering a love of the genre, on fostering a sense of valuing our musicians and wanting to support their growth and development. We had Amanda Tiffin in just a couple of weeks ago with her Lady Day Big Band. She is leading the group of jazz musicians, and there's a wonderful sort of mentorship relationship established, that they've been working for 10 weeks towards this period, and tonight is their big night, 8 to 10 p.m. at the Artscape Theatre. Please buy your tickets at the Artscape box office at a cost of 80 Rand.